MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard MacLean Smith. For the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories that for one reason or other didn't make it into the show. In last week's episode, When the Light Fades, we looked at the haunting tale of the lightkeepers of Island Mor. The island is one of seven small rocky outcrops known collectively as the Flannan Isles, located 70 miles to the west of the Isle of Lewis in the Scottish Outer Hebrides. The island was often referred to as the Other Country, a place where a mysterious other world had touched with our own mortal world. It is a sentiment reserved for a number of mythical and remote islands from around the globe. Though many will be familiar with the fantastical Atlantis, or the lost land of Lemuria, there is one island once thought to be located a few hundred miles off the south coast of Ireland that may yet prove to be the strangest of them all. The island is believed to have first been charted by famed Italian Majorcan cartographer Angelino Dolcet in 1325. It would appear again in his later map of 1339. Widely considered his greatest achievement, the 1339 Portolan chart now resides in Paris in the National Library of France. Looking at it today, it is a masterpiece of composition and geometry. Considered the finest map of the known world from a European perspective for its time, it covers a region of land encompassing Northern Africa, West Asia, and the majority of Europe. Despite some notable inaccuracies of scale, it nonetheless depicts a clear picture of the various lands recognizable from any modern-day atlas. And yet, if you look to the left-hand side of the map, you will see something fairly unexpected. Clearly marked just off the coast of Ireland is a small landmass that over time has become commonly known as High Brazil. The exact origins of the name Brazil is unknown, and it is not thought to be linked to the nation of Brazil, which instead derives its name from the Pernambuco tree, otherwise known as Brazilwood. The likely provenance is to be found in Celtic and Irish folklore. Irish historians will be familiar with the clan I Brazil, whose Iron Age chief, the eponymous Brazil, is said to have lost his daughter in the River Gaelim, which flows into Galway Bay on the west coast of Ireland. However, it's most likely that the name is derived from another Brazil, known in Celtic folklore as the High King of the World. The immortal monarch was said to hold court on a strange mythical island known as High Brazil. A place of great and eternal happiness, the island was said to be nothing less than the embodiment of the other world. As the myth goes, the strange land was believed to only appear every 7 years, when it would rise from the waters, shrouded in mist. Any attempt by a mortal to reach the island, however, would reveal it to be nothing but a strange mirage, forever out of reach. What could possibly have compelled such a reputable cartographer as Angelino Dolcert to include a mythical island on his most prestigious of maps? Had this island, in fact, been discovered? Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. In 1497, famed explorer Giovanni Caboto made his name leading the first European expedition to the mainland of North America since the Vikings. In 1480, Caboto launched the first of 8 expeditions in search of the mythical Celtic land of High Brazil. There is no known proof that Caboto reached the island, except for the report of one Spanish diplomat who travelled with Caboto to North America in 1497. The diplomat, named Pedro de Ayala, maintained that he had made his journey with the men who had found High Brazil. Controversial historian and Irish mythologizer Roderick O'Flaherty also claimed sometime in the 17th century that he had encountered a man named Mora O'Lee who had visited the island for a period of 2 days. The claim remains unsubstantiated. Many have pointed to a 1674 expedition taken by the mariner Captain John Nisbet as proof that the island had indeed been discovered. The claim is now known to be the invention of Irish author Richard Head. Regardless, the island of High Brazil continued to feature in many charts, appearing again in 1776 as a rock 6 degrees west of the southern point of Ireland. The last known map to include the land was a British Admiralty chart drawn up in 1865, after which the island appears to have vanished from the records. When thinking of such places, it is hard not to be reminded of Thomas More's own fictional land of Utopia, perhaps the most symbolically fictitious of them all. And whatever you believe, whether there be a truth to the existence of High Brazil or any of the other mythical lands, it is a curious myth that somewhere out there lies paradise, if only we could discover it. When, after all, do we not have everything we need to make it ourselves? All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at unexplainedpod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.